al sistema y toma mi cuerpo, lo hace flotar.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Melodías como tu mirada son las que me hacen pensar en ti, en tu frágil cuerpo de niña cansada, en tus grietas manos de mujer obrera, en tus grietas manos de mujer obrera. Dulces melodías como esa sonrisa que de vez en cuando en tus labios vi, son las que me inspiran a decirte mil cosas, pero no lo hago, estás muy cansada, pero no lo hago, estás muy cansada. Y al llegar el día y no sufrirás, no más grietas manos ni mirada triste, eterna sonrisa, qué hermoso será. Por fin las mil cosas te podré decir, no estarás cansada, me podrás oír, y al llegar el día, qué hermoso será. Tristes melodías como tu mirada son las que me hacen pensar en ti, en tu frágil cuerpo de niña cansada, en tus grietas manos de mujer obrera, en tus grietas manos de mujer obrera. Dulces melodías como esa sonrisa que de vez en cuando en tus labios vi, son las que me inspiran a decirte mil cosas, pero no lo hago, estás muy cansada, pero no lo hago, estás muy cansada. Y al llegar el día y no sufrirás, no más grietas manos ni mirada triste, eterna sonrisa, qué hermoso será. Por fin las mil cosas te podré decir, no estarás cansada, me podrás oír, y ya llegará el día. Qué hermoso será. Nayaluns machuki agomarka, nayaha tu imaha tu ranya muns. De mis sueños juveniles, 15 abriles, quien volviera hoy a tener Miraflores, mi refugio dominguel. Solo espero a tu regazo volver y cantar mi serenata bajo tu luna de plata, cerca del amanecer. Y entre amigos y cerveza, disipar esta tristeza. Y una nueva vida ser. Montañas debieron nacer, el Illimán y Tucuna meció, y la cantuta su alma te dio, colita tenías que ser. Linda silueta de bella mujer, ojos muy negros de hondo mirar, y labios rojos que incitan a amar, colita tenías que ser. Tú llegaste a mi vida que fue solo sombra sin tu querer. Ay, collita de mi ilusión, yo sin ti ya no puedo vivir. Entre todas la reina eres tú. Ay, collita de mi amor, paseñita linda mujer, que llegaste a mi corazón.
No puedo seguir viviendo así, pensando solo en tu amor. Tú me haces reír, me haces llorar cuando no estás junto a mí. No puedo seguir viviendo así, pensando solo en tu amor. Tú me haces reír, me haces llorar cuando no estás junto a mí. Cuando no estás junto a
estás junto a mí.
¿Por qué estás triste? Dime por qué. Veo en tus ojos pena y dolor. Qué negras nubes te hacen sufrir. Siento llover en tu corazón. ¿Por qué tan lejos miras? ¿Por qué? ¿O algo presientes que sea fatal? No llores, vida, me harás llorar, y nuestro llanto nos ahogará. No llores, vida, me harás llorar. No llores, vida, me harás llorar. Que en la vida hay que luchar, y siendo pobres con una cruz. Pero tu amor, mi amor, vale más. Por eso pido no sufras más. Si es por el hijo que estás así, sé que esa lágrima ya llegará. Y en sus ojos nos traerá una mirada llena de amor. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no
Okay, amigos, I just received a message from a friend of mine saying that there is something going on but it's in Nottingham, you know. I don't think anybody will make it to Nottingham unless you got a car, you know. This is an act, you know. It's a gig playing in one of the pubs in Nottingham. But anyway, as I was saying to my friend on the text, things going on in Sheffield, because sometimes, you know, I think we're not we cannot be asked, you know, to go out into another city, you know, for a couple of hours, and it's a lot of money spending, you know, and so in the city, Sheffield, I should have mentioned this before, actually, if any events going on in Sheffield, please come along. I mean, text me and let me know what's going on. And but I prefer if he was in Sheffield. Yeah, I'm not discrediting or you know, like pushing aside anything going on in the surrounding areas of Sheffield. But it's more convenient for the listeners and for everyone, in fact, you know, to attend events in Sheffield. Yeah, because if you're driving, for example, and you go to Leeds, Nottingham, Manchester, whatever, to see a concert or something, afterwards you like to go to a pub and have a nice drink. And if you're driving there, you cannot drink. Or if you go there on the train or the coach, you know, certain times that the last coach will leave at a certain time, you know, and while you're having a good time. So anyway, not a bad idea to go away and stay overnight. Yeah. If you can afford to stay overnight, that's fantastic. Meanwhile, back in the, Gotham City, Sheffield City, I've been watching the European Championship, you know, tournament, and it's been going pretty good. Good teams, you know, all the teams that were supposed to be underdogs, now they're what's the opposite of underdogs? Overdogs. they're not underdogs anymore. Any team can actually go through and do the job. You know, look at England, for example. 1-0, you know, just 1-0, you know, and we thought, wow, they're going to thrash them 2-0, 3-0. Well, I didn't say that. I just thought to myself, well, if they win, good luck, you know, and that will be good news for everyone. But they struggled, yeah, they struggled a little bit, you know, because the quality of football nowadays, you know, is going up, it's going up, it's growing, yeah. So in Europe, Latin America, South American tournament is taking place. You know, I think it's next week, starting next week, and so unfortunate for Chile or for Argentina, in whatever case, as I said, no team is below par anymore, below average. You know, with all the teams are from average up. You know what I mean? There's nothing below that. So Argentina played Chile, man. Wow, man, what a match. That's the first match in the Copa America, okay? So if you get a chance to, if you're lucky enough to have the system to watch live, it's going to be on, I think it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, England time, because back there is, I don't know, that a few hours back. So it will be in the afternoon there, or evening, but here it's going to be in the early in the morning, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not too sure. Certain channels, you know, like Sky probably, Eurosport, you know, they will be showing it. And now this is one of these channels that make money. Yeah, because you subscribe to watch football from like the African Cup or the South American Cup. You have to subscribe, and then they charge you, and then you pay. That's how they make money, you know. So now the sad thing is, you know, like most of the sport is supervised, I would say, by big companies. You know, they all Nike, you know, those the other one, Adidas, all the big names and big manufacturers, you know, and TV channels, and you know, all these people are making money out of our pockets, you know, because we love the sport. We love, you know, watching athletics, you know. Well, actually, luckily enough, you know, athletics has been on Channel 601 free view, you know, for free, obviously. And there's no charge for that. I think the athletics, you know, whenever they show it, not all the time, you know, not all the time, unfortunately. Because if here in this country, particularly in this country in England, if they show more sport on TV, I know some people out there saying, "Oh God, sport! You know, my God, it's so boring." You know, blah, blah. But you know, if they show more sport, it will be less people preoccupied with crime. You know, because people will get into whatever sport is being shown. You see, during the Crucible Theatre. Right, during the snooker competitions, everybody wants to buy a snooker cue. Everybody wants to go to a snooker club, you know, and play and you know, try to do, you know, try to play and learn and enjoy themselves, because it's an interesting sport. I should say the same with golf. You know, every time the golf season comes along, people want to go, oh, where are my clubs, darling? You know, where did you put them last time? You know, anyway, football, the same thing. Now you see people in parks, you know, football grounds, you know, in the streets, everywhere playing football, tennis. So the sport attracts, it's like a magnet, you know, attracts the people to do sporty things, which is healthy, you know what I mean? So, obviously, the pharmaceuticals and they're not too happy about having too many healthy people around. That is the reason why they create all these, you know, stressful moments, you know, stressful whatever. So you can get stressed out, you can get anxious, you can get depressed, you can get all this. And then they'll sell you these pills, you know, these tablets and capsules and stuff, you know, to put you through this drug addiction of taking, you know, chemicals just to keep you alive and calm, you know. Well, sport will do a different job. Sport will say, get you outdoors, for example, go jogging, go play football in the park, you know, go and play tennis in the park. Go out there. If you show like a dominoes competition, people will love to play dominoes, you know. You see, we are like, you know, what's that? How do you say that? Monkey do, monkey does, or something like that, right? Whenever we see something interesting, as interesting, we want to do that as well, you know? For example, summertime, you know, like in a barbecue, you know, outdoors, you know, in the park or something, you know? If you showed dominoes playing, chess playing, or whatever, board games playing on TV, you know, and you're watching and you think, wow, man, you know, next time I go to the barbecue, I'm going to take my chess board or my draft board, or I'm going to take my dominoes, you know, I'm going to play, you know, in the... We're going to have a competition, you know, while we're having a barbecue, not just drinking and get drunk and, you know, and throw up, you know. Just also do sports and use your mind, you know, and your mind keeps going all the time. And it's nice and refreshing, you know, to actually do something like that. It keeps you occupied. It's like a therapy. It keeps you relaxed and everything. I enjoy the barbecue, you know, beautiful, you know. So, yeah, unfortunately, you know, I mean, we can get hold of that, you know, by creating our own idea of playing dominoes, playing cards, or playing board games, you know, because they're not going to show it on TV, you know, or they think, oh, my God, this doesn't make any money. You know, they only show you the sport that makes money. And football does, because it's a high percentage of population of the world, that are into football, because football is a sport of the masses. You know, anybody can play football. You can get an old pillow, you know, making a round shape and go in the street and play with your friends. You know, you don't need a massive football ground, you know, with grass, you know, and, you know, the gear. You know, people in Africa and South American countries, you know, also, you know, in the countryside, they play with bare feet. You know, they don't need that Adidas, you know, the Nike, you know, all the big names, you know what I mean? You know, because say it's entertainment, you know, they don't want, when you make it big and, you know, your name is like, wow, the big billboard there saying Mauricio is the best sportman of the year, you know, and he wears Adidas or Nike, you know. You know what I mean? That when your name is there and you make big money and you're famous, then they can use you as much as they want. They pay you lots and lots of money, and because people, they want to copy the good things, like I am the best footballer in the year, okay? I got a Ballon d'Or, you know, the golden ball, you know, and so people want to be like me. So they want to buy the same things that I, in case, you know, oh, if maybe he wears Nikes, you know, or he wears Adidas, he wears Pumas, you know, maybe if I wear some of those makes, you know, I'll be just as good as he is. Do you know what I mean? It's like when they used to have cigarettes adverts on TV. The Marlboro, Red Marlboro, you know, the cowboy there on the horse, really macho man, you know, with smoking Marlboro, you know. And all the guys were thinking, wow, man, that guy looks cool with the Marlboro in his gob, you know. So I think I'm going to buy Marlboro, man, you know. You know, that is the thing, you know. Also, they were making money out selling cigarettes, you know. I mean, they stopped it now on TV. Good, because it's up to people to whether they want to do it or not. Okay, Anyway, amigos, different subject this week, isn't it? Yeah. I usually talk to you about, you know, the major things, you know, but that doesn't mean that I've forgotten what's going on in Gaza and Palestine. You know, no, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong there. I am still supporting the Palestinian cause, you know, and I'm still condemning, you know, this Zionist aggression against this little country, which is, it's not a major industrial and producing country, you know. That's why they take advantage, you know, because it's a defenseless country, you know. A bunch of guys want to protect the country, you know, and the whole population of that country accused of terrorists, you know. Who is the biggest terrorist in the world, man? Who is it? Who's done the biggest damage ever in the world? Ever. Nagasaki, Hiroshima. You remember those times, you know? Vietnam, you know, all those times, you know. Then you got the Nazis, you know, with the Nazism and trying to invade the world, you know. And, you know, and then what have the Palestinians done? What have they done? Have they tried to go over to Syria, or Germany, or England, and take over Sheffield, take over Leeds, Manchester, Frankfurt, Munich? No, of course not. Because it's like, I don't know, it's like a big lion, you know, against a little mouse, you know what I mean? The lion is trying to get the little mouse is escaping around, you know. It'll probably give you a little bite, you know, on the leg, you know, on the foot, on the toe, you know, and the lion will get a bit annoyed, you know, and try to eat the, you know, that is what it is, you know. You know, when they said about, the victims of the 7th of October, you know, they've been kidnapped, you know, the please release the hostages, you know. How about the thousands of Palestinian children, women and men, you know, in prisons in Israel, you know, by the Zionists? What about them? What about the damage they've done to these people? What about the number of people they've killed? You know, whenever one of the representatives of the Zionist regime, you know, is being interviewed, they always ask him a question, you know, how many people have you killed, you know, innocent people have you killed? We don't know, we don't have that number. Yeah, but you do know how many terrorists you've killed, you know? I mean, to count the terrorist death, you know, I think it will be more difficult than to count the death of the civilian people. Because the terrorist death, they're not appear on the newspapers, they're not appear on TV, people are not filming them, they're not telling anyone, but they do mention the death of the civilian population. You see what I mean? So why are they hiding? Why are they hiding? Why are they lying? Why are they making things so? That's the big question, my friends. You know, you see, I have not forgotten about the Palestinian cause. I am all for Palestine. I'm still going to be until I die, you know. And if one day Zionism is defeated, you know, then I will die in peace, you know. This is what it is, brothers and sisters. So anyway, let's play some more music for you now on Latino Dimes, which is every Monday from 5 till 7 on 93.2 FM.
Negotiating with the Taliban, what are your conditions? Are you asking for them to surrender?
Send me Noite vim te comer. Mas quem pensa que me engana é fogo no canavial. Já briguei mais de semana com a guarda municipal, com minha pernambucana, com meu rifle e meu punhal. Se tu me fizer chincana, tu vai ver com meu pau.
Tengo ganas de buscarla, de borrar lo que ha pasado y perdonarla. Ya no me importa el que dirán, ni de las cosas que hablarán. Total, la gente siempre habla. Yo no pienso más que en ella toda hora. Es terrible esta pasión devoradora. Y ella siempre sin saber, sin siquiera sospechar, mi deseo de volver. Que me has dado vida mía, que ando triste noche y día, rondando siempre tu esquina, mirando siempre tu casa. Y esta pasión que lastima, y este dolor que no pasa, ¿hasta cuándo iré sufriendo el tormento de tu amor? Este pobre corazón que no la olvida, me la nombra con los labios de su herida. Y ahondando más su sinsabor, la mariposa del dolor surge en las noches de mis días. Compañero, soy en noche de verbena, sin embargo yo no puedo con mi pena. Y al saber que ya no estás, solo triste y sin amor, me pregunto sin cesar. Que me has dado vida mía, viendo triste noche y día, rondando siempre tu esquina, mirando siempre tu casa. Y esta pasión que lastima y este dolor que no pasa. ¿Hasta cuándo iré sufriendo el tormento de tu amor? Me mata tu carita de pena, mi dulce amor. Me duele tanto el llanto que tú derramas, que se llena de angustia mi corazón. Yo sufro lo indecible si te entristeces. No quiero que la duda te haga llorar. Hemos jurado amarnos hasta la muerte, y si los muertos aman, después de muertos amarnos más. Yo muero primero, es tu promesa. Sobre mi cadáver dejar caer todo el llanto que brote de tu tristeza, y que todos se enteren, fui tu querer. Que escribiré la historia de nuestro amor con toda el alma llena de sentimiento. La escribiré con sangre, con tinta sangre del corazón. Que escribiré la historia de nuestro amor con toda el alma llena de sentimiento. La escribiré con sangre, con tinta sangre del
mocinhas francesas, jovens polacas e com batalhões de mulatas. Shut up.
me lo vendê. Adeus, planta, deixa me parar. Baiana pra fazer pastel e um bom churrasco de gato. 4 horas da manhã, baixou o santo na porta bandeira. E a moçada resolveu parar. E então, a viola vai pro fundo do baú. Não haverá mais ilusão. Quer esquecer, ela não deixa. Alguém que sofre fez ingratidão.
E a viola,
e a viola vai pro fundo do baú. Não haverá mais ilusão. Quer
Oh, sorry about that. A bit of technical problem here. Sorry about that. If I almost blew up your hearing. Anyway, amigos, we're coming to the end of the program, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next week at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And don't forget, throughout the week, you can text me on 07944-031894. Yes, amigos, and one more request. I want to leave you with a kind of really beautiful track, you know, by Hector Lavoe. Hector Lavoe was the king of salsa for many, many years, you know, and I think for me, still is. Anyway, amigos, here we go. Love one another and free Palestine.